Amen and amen. Go ahead and be seated if you would, please. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Last Sunday, if you'll remember, we began talking about this, and I really had a strong urging that we needed to take our place as a church to take authority over COVID-19. We in Texas saw this receding, and then we saw another wave of it. And I believe it's the responsibility of the church, and I really believe it's the responsibility of the pastors, the ministers, to preach to their congregations and minister to their congregations about this. I preached a word, those of you who were in the tent meeting, I preached a word on the Friday afternoon service to the ministers specifically, talking about being keepers of the valley, keepers of the valley. And that the Lord has given every pastor a jurisdiction. We have the ability to pray and be in agreement in prayer over our nation, over the nations. But where a pastor is concerned, specifically over the jurisdiction that God has given to a pastor to be able to exercise their authority and their dominion over that particular area that we are in. And the area that we are in is Tarrant County. And this property, part of this property, does sit on Wise County. So we have jurisdiction and authority over the two counties. Now last week, and I'll just go over this with you very briefly, but last week we looked at three scriptures that the Lord gave me about this. And the first one was Genesis 1, 26 through 28, that we've been created in the image of God, in the likeness of God, exact duplicate in kind of God. And we were given authority and dominion over all the earth. So according to Genesis 1, 26 through 28, last week we exercised our dominion and authority over COVID-19. We took our place over it. According to Galatians 3, 13 and 14, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Jesus became a curse for us so that we would walk in the blessing of Abraham. So according to Galatians 3, 13 and 14, we declared we've been redeemed from the curse of COVID-19. Say this after me. Right now, we exercise our faith, our dominion, we take our dominion, we take our authority over COVID-19. Now say this after me. We declare we've been redeemed from the curse of COVID-19. And then we looked at Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11, talking about the name which is above every name. Jesus was given a name which was above every name. And that one of those names is COVID-19. So we made this declaration. We invoke the name of Jesus. It is the name above the name of COVID-19. So we made these declarations last week. We took our place and really began to bear down and bear into this thing so that we see it dissipating, disappearing. Really, as tithers, we have a right to do that. The devourer, or as the Amplified Bible said, insects and plagues. He rebuked the devourer because of our tithing. So what we have to do, and I want you to do this, I want you to apply what I'm about to say, not only to COVID-19, but whatever might be going on in your life that you are believing for, whether it is the healing of your body or the financial realm of your life or relationships that are going on or issues that are taking place, negative issues that are taking place. The same principles that I'm about to talk to you about apply to those areas of our lives, as they do to COVID-19. We must keep spiritual pressure on COVID-19 until it's over. We have to keep spiritual pressure on the devil where anything in our lives is concerned, that he's trying to bring the curse of the law into our lives. What we have to do is keep that spiritual pressure on him. Not let him put pressure on us. We put pressure on him. And so what we have to do is what we call maintain our stand of faith. We must stand our ground. And that's the title of this today, Stand Your Ground. Stand Your Ground. We have to stand our ground. When we take territory, we can't let the devil come and take that territory back away from us. We have to be strong in the Lord where that is concerned, and knowing that we have dominion, knowing that we have authority over this or whatever else is going on, whatever else the devil is trying to bring into your household, we maintain a stand of faith. We become, and really faith, the word faith itself is an aggressive word. In the Greek, it is an aggressive word. It means to not back down. It doesn't relate to any kind of backing down or going backwards. But faith is an aggressive term. This is the victory that overcomes COVID-19. Even our faith. This is the victory that overcomes any physical issues that are going on, any family issues that are going on, any financial issues that are going on, even our faith. The Amplified Bible of 1 John 5:4, which is the scripture I just quoted to you, talks about this is the victory that conquers. And then Romans 8, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we walk in that place of maintaining our faith. And maintaining faith is it's a strong, strong term, a very strong term, that we take our place in the Word of God according to the Word of God, and we declare our faith, we speak our faith, we act out our faith. And right now, as we are going through this together, where COVID-19 is concerned, I say it's over. I say it's over. Especially in Tarrant and Wise County. It is over. And I've been looking, and I actually have this, I've got this with me. There is a daily report that comes out on the cases of COVID, and I've just watched it over the last week or so. It's just been increasing in the Tarrant County area. And I'm speaking to those numbers. You go down in the name of Jesus. Let there be such a healing flow through this city, through the city of Fort Worth, that we will see miraculous things take place. And that we are redeemed from that curse. Put your hand over your heart right now. Say this after me. I am redeemed from COVID-19. It will not touch me. It will not enter my body. And for those that it has tried to enter, you may have family members or people that you know, it has to get out. Say, get out of my body. Right now. In the name of Jesus. So whenever you're dealing with any kind of issue, you make an initial declaration of your faith. And from that point on, it is the maintaining of your faith. There are certain things that we have to do between the amen of the prayer and there it is. There are things that you and I are weaponized by the Spirit of God to be able to maintain a place of faith and not draw back, not become weak, but become strong in Him. So Ephesians chapter 6, we read this a little bit last week, but we'll go through it again. It says, finally, my brethren, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Every once in a while, more than once in a while, I will speak this over myself. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Say it with me. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Say it again. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am strong in my spirit. Yes, yeah, say it. I'm strong in my spirit. Say it. I am strong in my mind. I am strong in my body. When you say those things, those words are going throughout your body. I read this one time about a doctor who talked about the power of words, a secular doctor that talked about the power of words, and that what happens when you speak words over yourself, those words travel through your nerves and go to the places that you're speaking about. They're like telephone wires or signals that are going through a wire. They are going to those places. And when you have a revelation of that, you'll begin to speak over yourself. If you're facing weakness in your body, like it says in Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. And when you say that, the word of God has penetrating power. And it goes throughout your body. And it's going to those places. It's traveling down the nerves. It's going throughout your entire body. And it is feeding your body the life that is in that word. Those words are so powerful. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing in this earth that cannot, with the words of faith, cannot be overcome. Nothing, including COVID-19. Because that's under the curse of the law, and we've been redeemed from that curse. Say, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What are the wiles of the devil? The strategies of the devil, the methodology of the devil, the deceits and the lies, what he tries to do to shut us down, what he tries to do to shut us up. And what is happening and what's trying to happen right now with people, they're tired of this. They're tired of wearing masks. They're tired of being told to wear a mask. And they're tired of the restrictions that we face and all of those things. But we cannot let ourselves get weak. You cannot allow yourself to get weak. You cannot allow, we cannot allow discouragement to settle in. How long is this going to last? How long is this going to go on? How long is it going to take for this? And they're talking about how it's going to be extended and it's going to go longer and it's going to affect the economy. Not my economy. Not my economy. Not my life. Yeah, as Pastor Terry said today, we wear our masks. We go in, we do what we're asked to do, but it doesn't move me. It doesn't shake me. I am not moved by this. I am not moved by this because faith sees the end result. Faith, the eye of faith looks up and over it, and it sees the other side. We're going to the other side. We are going to the other side. And let's enjoy the journey together. Because what happens is, and you have to make a choice. You must make a choice in your life that what are you going to do during a time of challenge? You can either get discouraged, throw in the towel, give up, gripe, fuss about it, or this is a perfect opportunity to develop your faith. The devil doesn't realize that. The devil doesn't realize that when he's throwing something at a strong believer in the Lord, that this really is an exercise of faith, and that my faith is going to get stronger. Through this that we've been going through, our faith is going to be stronger. It's going to be stronger. Because Terry and I, we've been through so much together in our lives together that I can look back on certain instances and certain cases where I would, like for instance, the building of our home, and it was taking so long. And there were times I'd get really discouraged over it, really discouraged over it. And I look back at that and I say to myself, you know, instead of wasting my time being discouraged, I could be filling my time getting built up. I could be listening to the word of God. I could be getting strong in the Lord. And what happens is every time you face a challenge like that and you make the decision that I am going on a word of God regimen and I'm not backing down. I'm not backing away. from what rightfully belongs to me. What happens is you get through that situation and your faith has gone to another level. And the devil will try to touch you at that level. You get up to a high level and it's like a little kid trying to grab candy out of somebody's hand. They're reaching up like this and they can't quite get it. Why? Because you have beat the devil in that. And I'm telling you guys, we are beating the devil in coronavirus. Beating him to a pulp with the word of God. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Gotta laugh at the devil. That's one of the things that you do. Between the amen and there it is. You laugh at the devil. So put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now, my cross reference in my Bible says having overcome all. I said having overcome all. If you apply this, you will overcome all. All of it. All of it. Having done all to stand. And then it says in verse 14, stand therefore. The Amplified Bible says, hold your ground. Hold your ground. When we talk about standing on the word, standing on the word, you are setting yourself, taking the word of God and setting yourself in agreement with that word. That's the way it's going to be. That's the way it is. I am not moved. Say, I am not moved. I am not moving. And I heard this in my spirit last night. Take up your position and remain at your post. Take up your position. Your position in Christ. Your position in Him. Who He has made you. You are more than a conqueror. You have the potential on the inside to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. To literally take up your position and remain at your post. Don't give up. Don't give in. And verse 13 in one translation says, having done everything it takes to stand firm. Having done everything it takes to stand firm. And that's what we have to do. We've made the declaration. We have made our stand where this is concerned. And in Jesus' name, those numbers are going down right now. People are being healed. People are being whole. And the closer in we get from the authority and the jurisdiction that we have, the closer in we get. I'm standing in faith for my entire church, for our church, that everybody connected with this church, everybody connected with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, they are healed, whole, and delivered from this. Amen. There's a wall of redemption that surrounds us. There's a wall that surrounds us. And when you get it in even closer to the household, where the households are concerned, each one of you is responsible for your own household to take authority over that. To take authority over COVID-19, to take authority over the financial area. I can help you, I can preach to you, but you are the one that has the most authority and dominion over your own house. Take it, walk in it, believe it, and receive it. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. One of the things that we have to do is to maintain our confession of faith. Our declaration of what we believe according to the word of God, because our words spoken into the devil's ears, the word of God that we speak into the devil's ears is a sharp sound, like the kind of a whistle that only a dog can hear. And he hates it. He hates it. Why is that? Because it sounds just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. when Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness, and Jesus was saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. Every time the devil would speak to him, the devil, he was resisting the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee from you in stark terror. How do you resist the devil? One of the ways you do it is by the words that you speak. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the word of God that we speak is powerful, active, alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. So we speak those words, and what the devil tries to do is discourage us to the place where we are agreeing with him instead of agreeing with God. So we have to agree with God, and it says in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hold fast your profession of faith without wavering. The word profession is in the Greek is confession. The declaration, the words that we speak. So this scripture indicates to us that our confession can be taken from us. We can be shut down where that confession is. But what he's saying is hold on to your words of faith and do not let them slip away. Don't let them slip away. We're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what's going around us. We are only moved by this word. This is alive. This is living. This has life. It's got life in it. And it is a weapon. It is a weapon that we fire at the devil. Fire away with the words of your mouth. And then in verse 35 and 36 in the Amplified, it says, let me read the King James. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. In the Amplified, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence. It carries great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. And then verses 38, 39, now the just shall live by faith. Say, I live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Why is that? That is because he wants to see every one of his children walk in faith and receive the fullness of the benefits that belong to them. But then it says, and this is who we are. This is us. But we are not of them who draw back under perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We are of them who believe, who have faith to the saving of the soul. And let me give you one last scripture before we finish up. 1 Corinthians 16:13, the New Living Translation. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. I want you to stand up right now. Stand up with me. And I'm going to make this declaration towards you. Musicians, come back up. Pastor Terry, come stand by me. And I'm going to speak this to you and to you. And those of you that are watching, if you can, stand up where you are and receive this command from your pastor, from the Lord. In the face of COVID-19, stand firm in your faith. No matter the report, stand firm in your faith. Whatever you are believing for, stand firm in your faith. No matter how long it takes, stand firm in your faith. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And last night, I read one of the other translations of this, and it says, be immovable. Be immovable. That's who you are. You are immovable. The devil cannot move a believer who is standing in faith, declaring the word, praising and thanking, laughing at the devil, releasing every weapon of faith and putting on the armor of God. Be immovable in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
What you got?
Amen.
Okay. Well, we were in a prayer meeting the other day, and you started declaring some things, and you started kind of moving around the room like this, and you were going like that.
Well, there was a situation that came up a while back, and something came on me. Y'all know what something is? And it was more like someone. And it was the Lord declaring the end from the beginning. And as that came on me, we're sitting at a table and I found myself standing up. And it was more like a spirit of adamancy. You know what I mean by that? And it was, it's one of those things you can't recreate naturally, but if you can imagine it with that presence on it. And it was, that stage helps a little bit.
It does, doesn't it?
And so that's what it was. And the words that kept coming out of me was, it's over. 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 And in that declaration, in hindsight, I can see it was the Lord declaring the end from the beginning. And we were actually speaking with Jesse DePlantis recently, and he made that comment. He said, when the Lord does something, and he did everything before the foundation of the world, and he said then, it's over. It's over.
It's over.
It's over. When he kicked Satan out of heaven, it was over. It was over. And he said, there's never been another rebellion. He said, why was that important? He said, because it would have spread. When you hold on to strife and contention and problem, and you hold on to it, and you identify with it, you hold on to it, it spreads. But when you get rid of it in the name of Jesus, and what does it mean in the name of Jesus?
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus is not to end it. But in the name of Jesus, by faith, we take a hold of the end he already did before the foundation of the world. He already ended it.
Yeah.
He already ended it. I said he already ended it.
So.
And when we take that stand, we're embracing and standing with him in what he did.
Yeah.
In that it's over.
But tell them this and what that means.
Oh, that's, who was Deanne, I think, said that it's like a gavel. It's like a gavel coming down. It's been judged. It's been judged. And when the judge says, it's over. I mean, no, it's over. Say, well, we just take it to a higher court. Well, we've already done that. We've gone to the highest court.
Yeah.
And we've gone to the highest court.
Isn't it also amen?
I said, we've heard gone to the highest court. And the gavel has been lowered, and the judge of all judges has said, it's over.
It's over.
It's over. The gavel has fallen. The judge has decreed, and it's over.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Praise God. Pastor Brian, make your way up here, please. Pastor Gene, if you would, please, as well. I want to let you know how much I appreciate you coming to church. It really blesses me to see you here in faith, to dare leave your home and to come here and to be fed. There's something about coming into this atmosphere of the anointing, to be built up, to be strengthened, to hear a word from God. And there's something about those of you watching from all over the world. You took the time to watch from all over the world. And even though this was a short message together, and we're coming back. I'm telling you, we're coming back. Why? Yeah. Because it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
So one thing I have to do before I shut this down. I've been looking at this little one from the very beginning of the service this morning. And she, hi, she has just really touched my heart. She's so precious. She's so precious. And I was watching her here as we were singing hallelujah, hallelujah. I saw her little mouth going, hallelujah. So Father, in the name, what is her name?
Brooklyn.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over Brooklyn. And as I lay my hands upon her, I thank you for her life. And I thank you for the glory of the Lord that is upon her now. And Lord, this is a representation of all the children of our church. All the children of our church. Children going back to school. Children protected by the blood of the Lamb. Children who are encased in the glory of God. I say that the children of Eagle Mountain International Church are protected. They dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. No evil or calamity shall come near their dwelling. And I thank you and honor you. And I thank you for Brooklyn today for participating in this service. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's give Brooklyn a hand.
Praise God.
All right.
Amen. All right. I have one last word for you today, and that is remember that you need to continue to feed your faith. Feed your faith like you've never fed your faith before. Okay? You know, when you want to lose weight, what you do is you quit eating so much. And after a little while, you want less. And then you want less. And then you want less. But there's a little struggle in there for the first part of that. But then you have that breakthrough and you want less and less. The same thing happens in reverse. If you start eating a little more, it'll make you want a little more. Especially if you're not eating the right things. And then you want a little more and a little more and a little more, and it's harder, and it sets you up for more problems. Same thing with the Word of God. If you start eating more of the Word, it will increase your hunger for more.
Yeah.
What you give attention to is the thing that you will desire. And if you just discipline yourself to start putting the Word in your eyes and in your ears, we learned this from Sister Copeland, eyes and ears over and over and over, and you keep doing it and doing it, then you'll find that you're wanting to do it more than you've ever wanted to before. And it's essential. You talk about essential in these days, this is essential. Jesus said this one thing is important, and that's putting Him first, and we do that by the Word of God and our fellowship with Him.
Praise God. Pastor Brian.
Amen. So we're here to come in agreement.